President Obama signed 23 executive orders yesterday to stiffen background checks on gun buyers and expand school safety programs. He also unveiled a package of controversial measures that do require congressional approval.
They need to bring these proposals up for a vote, and the American people need to make sure that they do.
Joining us live, Jim VandeHei, the executive editor of Politico. Jim, good morning. This is an interesting situation here. We see the polling indicating there is American support for some changes in our gun laws here. Will the president have to use a campaign-style-like approach to try to win support in Congress?
I think he would need to probably even do more than that to win support in Congress. I think it's really important to keep in mind the politics of gun control over the past 20 years. For 20 years, Democrats and Republicans alike have come to the conclusion that doing anything on the gun control front is very dangerous politically because of the number of gun owners out there, particularly in congressional districts, who vote on this issue. So he's working against 20 years of sort of political history on this. So the idea he's going to be able to do this quickly, I think, is a really dubious thought at this point, particularly if you look at the House of Representatives. You know, we've talked to a lot of moderate Republicans in suburban districts, and they say they're not really hearing from any of their constituents that they want more gun control. So while the polls are saying that, these members of Congress who respond to these voters in their district aren't hearing it and have no interest in voting on it.
And the NRA is usually pretty good about getting its members and supporters to chime into members of Congress and let them know how they feel.
There's no doubt. The NRA is probably one of the most powerful forces in American politics outside of the governing process. But the NRA, its power comes from the fact that a lot of Americans are gun owners. A lot of Americans are hunters, and they feel very passionately about the Second Amendment. They vote on this issue, and therefore elected representatives are very responsive to those concerns of voters. And so the NRA's power comes from the power of that issue. And to turn the tide, you have to have a public campaign like you talked about at the beginning of this interview. And the one thing that I would say the president has that Democrats and pro-gun control activists haven't had in the past is there's going to be a lot of money spent trying to get people to be more supportive of gun control. You see it coming from Mayor Bloomberg and some of these other outside groups. You see it coming from a lot of mayors. But I do think that to have real gun control, particularly when you talk about limiting the types of weapons or the magazine size, the type of stuff that could really have an appreciable difference over time on both the gun industry and potentially some of these shootings that we see, you're going to have to turn the tide of public opinion. I think that takes a long time. There's no doubt that gut-wrenching, awful shooting that precipitated this gun debate has changed some minds. I think it's only the beginning of a long process if there is to ever be real change in Congress as far as changing the laws.
Well, you're right about Americans and their attitude about the Second Amendment and the ability for them to have guns. Whether it be for sport or for protection, because we've seen an incredible surge in sales, the irony of all of this.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I went hunting a week ago. We were in rural Virginia. It was 2 o'clock on a Friday. We had to go to a gun store to go get more ammunition, and you could hardly get inside of the place. It was 2 o'clock. It's loaded with men, women, buying all kinds of different guns, buying ammunition, and you're seeing that. You see it on TV. You see it on almost every gun store, every gun website, that there has been this massive surge, and I think there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of fear among gun owners that there's going to be this big clampdown at the government level. I do think that fear is a little bit misplaced because people aren't really paying attention to the politics. If you look at both, even Harry Reid, who's a leader of Senate Democrats, he hasn't been out there saying that he wants to be super aggressive on gun control. He's the one who's going to control the Senate floor action, and he comes from a state that has a lot of gun owners too. And so the politics are tricky. Once you get away from the emotion of it and you actually get into the legislative process, so many members are skeptical of doing anything on gun control, not just Republicans, but a lot of Democrats, a lot of conservative Democrats, those that are left in Congress. And so mathematically, it's hard to see this getting through. It's the reason that the president had to do some of this stuff by executive order. But if you really cut through the stuff that he did by executive order, that's not transformational policy. It's around the edges. It's trying to tighten up background checks. It's making sure there's more research on gun violence through different government agencies. None of that's going to have an immediate appreciable effect on this debate that we're talking about. It really does require legislative action on hot-button issues to actually make a big difference.
Jim, thanks. Good to talk to you this morning.
Take care. We'll see you.
Politico's Jim VandeHei.